在座还有一些年轻的朋友，真的主是值得我们将自己献给他的。这个世界可能会吸引我们，也把我们奉献给他，但是结果是完全不同的。
将你最好的献于主，献你年轻的力量，将你纯洁热情心灵，忠心为真理打仗。
其实我们每个人活在这个世界上都要投入战场。
Actually, all of those who are living in the world is like in a war.
不管你要投入是商业的战场、政治的战场。
Whether or not you are in the war in the field of business.
但你有没有思想过哪一场战争是最值得我们投入的？
But which one of those wars is the most worthy for you to fight?
假如生活就是面临一场征战的话。
If our life is to face war.
我们靠什么可以得胜？
By what strength we can overcome?
当然，在美国的这个弟兄姊妹或者在座还有没有信耶稣的朋友，我们当然学习嘛，学一套本领嘛，对不对？
For those of us who live in America, for those of you who haven't heard of the name of Jesus Christ, we'll learn together. We'll learn something that can be useful to us.
我们在社会上也是一样，要学一套本事。
In our life is also the same. We have to learn some strength.
但是我有点不太一样的背景，所以我今天讲个另外的角度哈，让我们来思想。
But since I come from a different background, I will share with you from a different perspective.
因为我有将近二十多年的时间，在一些地方我们不去，他们就没有学校。
But for, I went to a place for over 2 decades where very few people are willing to go.
所以我们在那边办了第一所他们的学校。
And I actually established the first school in that area.
所以你能够想象，我们是跟一群几乎是没有受过教育的人生活将近二十年。
You can imagine that I am coming across a bunch of people who are uneducated.
但是我发现我们的主爱他们，没有丢弃他们。
But I discover that the Lord Jesus loved them and have never forsaken them.
所以我今天跟大家分享一个题目，你可能会觉得很诧异哈。
Today I'm going to share with you a topic which you may a little surprise you.
我今天的题目是没学过不用教。
My topic is without study, and you can still learn.
哎，这个不是我的话，这是圣经里面的话。
This is not my own words. These are words from the Bible.
好不好？我们一起来读这几节的圣经。
Please turn to your Bible for this scripture.
我们先来看约翰福音第七章十四节到第十七节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 14.
我请有圣经的跟我一起来读。
We would like to request you to read together in both English or Chinese. The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 14.
在两段版本圣经的136页。假如你犯道的话，我请你跟我一起来读，来预备起。到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人，犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。第二处圣经我们来翻在约翰一书第约翰一书
The book of First John
第二章第二十六二十七节
Chapter 2 verses 26 to 27
这次我们请中文的来看我们请英文的来读
This time we ask the people who can read English to read together I am writing these things. Are you in 1 John chapter 2, verse 26 and 27? Let's read English together. 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, 27. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you.And you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as he has taught you, remain in him.
是吧？没学过，不用教，这不是我发明的词哈。
That's why these words are not from my own, but from the Bible.
但这里面却让我们有一个很深的反省。
But this really gives us a thought-provoking thing.
我回到美国来，短短的三年。
I returned to the United States in about 3 years.
我发现我们大家信了主以后都很努力在学习。
And I discovered that many of you are very diligently seeking the Lord.
但我发现一个事实。
But I also discovered a reality.
我们学习的去跟人家讲，谁也不觉得惊奇。
When we learn, we spoke to others, people may not be amazed.
因为似乎好像，你讲的我不懂的，我也只是听听，也没有觉得怎么样。
And the people would say, well, even if I don't understand, you know, I'm willing to hear.
等到你讲的我根本已经懂了，那我更不觉得什么稀奇了。
And I'm not even surprised because what you told me, I already know.
所以我在一个这个查经的聚会的里面。
When during a Bible study session.
哇，每一个人把他查的原文一直通通讲了，别人说我都听过了。
And, you know, the Bible study leader kind of said, with all kinds of references, but I heard them all.
以后我忍不住了，因为这个团体里面我年纪最小。
Later on, I can't really stop myself because I was the youngest in this whole group.
所以我跟这些这个圣经道理非常熟，我跟他讲的，假如下次你是读哪一本书的话，你就告诉我读哪本书，我回去自己会看。
And then I told the Bible study leaders, whichever reference book you use, please tell me so that I can look it up myself.
但是假如你读了这本书以后你生命里面有什么样的经历跟这个体会的你就跟我们分享
But if you have read this book and you have an experience that you can share with me then please let me know.
这就是为什么在圣殿里面有很多的文士、法利赛人在那里讲解圣经，这些犹太人不觉得稀奇。
That's why all the teachers of the law and the scribes, then they teach in the synagogues, and the Jews were not amazed.
这也就是为什么耶稣到了圣殿里面去的时候，当耶稣跟他们分享的时候，这一些犹太人觉得很稀奇。
And that was also the reason why when Jesus spoke in the synagogue, the Jews were amazed.
而他们一眼就看出这个耶稣没有学过。
And they can see right away that Jesus has not studied these things.
你知道今天早上我穿个西装，金海弟兄说，弟兄我看你看得很不习惯。
And when I wear a suit today, and Brother King told me, I think you are a little uncomfortable in your suits.
那假如我按照我平常习惯穿的穿上来，你们一看说，哎，这小子没有学过。
And if you see me dressed in my usual way, then you may see, hey, this guy is uneducated.
但大家不要误会，我没有把自己比作耶稣。
I'm not trying to compare myself to Jesus.
的确，真的，我关于圣经也好，关于什么神学也好，都没有读过。
And it is a matter of fact that I have not really studied theology or go to seminary.
我很能体会耶稣讲的这一段圣经里面的话。
But I can understand why Jesus spoke these words in the Bible.
我也有一点明白为什么犹太人会这么惊奇。
And I can also understand why the Jews were so amazed.
原来我们认识神不是单单只有一条路。
Because the way to know God is not just one way.
或者说我们了解圣经不是单单只有一条路。
And there are different ways to understand the Bible.
就是像当时的犹太人的社会里面，在圣殿、在会堂里面这样学习读律法，然后讲解律法，变成这样。
Is that there are many ways for the Jews in their society to learn about God's words?
还有一条路是什么路呢
？There is another way.
还有一条路就是耶稣在世界上所活出来给我们看见的路。
And this way is the way how Jesus lived his life on earth.
就是遵行神的旨意。
Is he chooses to do God's will.
耶稣说我的教训不是出于我的。
Jesus said, my teaching does not come from me.
乃是我父的。
It's from the Father who sent me.
那是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean?
就是耶稣到世界上来生活是按照天父的旨意是吗？
And the way Jesus lived is in accordance with God's will.
很多时候我们以为我们所懂的东西，
A lot of time, the things that we thought we know.
其实是很不清楚的。
And actually they are not very clear cut.
但是等到有一个人他真是遵行过神的话，借着圣经告诉我们，他真的去行了。
But when someone who does according to the will and he acts it out,
他所那个知道的，那是真正的知道。
What he knows is actual knowledge.
你说这个王某人，你这样讲会不会太武断一点？
Are you a little too specific the way you say it?
那我就举个例子来讲吧。
Let me give you an illustration.
圣经里面要我们饶恕人。
The Bible tells us to forgive.
是不是这样？
Is it right?
Okay, 这是神的心意哈。
This is God's will.
有一个人这个立定心志，就是吃亏，就是丢脸，我也愿意去饶恕一个人。
And one who chooses to forgive somebody even though he was wronged.
假如他正在饶恕人的过程的里面。
But during this process of forgiving,
当一个有饶恕经历的人在跟他讲圣经里面这段要饶恕别人的时候。
When somebody who has this experience of forgiving someone, when he speaks about forgiving.
好像每一句话都说到他心里面，说到他现在的情况。
And actually he's trying to recount his process of forgiving someone.
也告诉他一个将来的盼望。
And also he will speak about a future hope.
但是假如一个没有饶恕人经历的，没有去遵行下定决心要去饶恕别人那个人来讲这个这一段圣经的话。
When somebody who's speaking about forgiveness, when he did not choose to forgive someone.
你发现你听的时候就从头上飘过去了。
And it's like a hollow knowledge.
是不是这样？
Is that right?
另外还有一个。
Then there's another thing.
当有个人在圣经里面讲圣经里面的时候，一并赶鬼。
And when somebody who speaks about a Bible at the same time he's driving out demons and healing sickness.
假如你没有个心说主啊，世界上有那么多人有需要，被捆绑，被疾病缠累，愿意说主啊，
若是可行，你把这样的恩赐给我。
And if that person prayed to the Lord, that give me this power because so many people are in need and they are in bondage.
假如因为有人这样的心，上帝把这样的权柄曾经赐给他过。
Because he has that heart and he has that burden, God actually gave him that power.
当有人在讲台上在那边讲说，医病赶鬼，这是一个恩赐，讲了一大堆的时候，他就知道这个人讲的对还讲的错。
When somebody who just stand on the podium and said, "Well, healing and driving out demon is gift from God."
是不是这样？
And you see whether it's real or not.
但是假如呢，我们根本没有心要去遵行神的话。
But if we do not have the heart to do God's will,
这一件圣经里面记载的这件事情，我们之前没有经历。
And whatever is described in the Bible, we don't have that experience.
两个在讲台上讲的不一样的东西，你就 confused 了。
And two people standing in a podium speaking about the same thing, and you'll get confused.
是不是？
Is that right?
现在这个时代还有方言吗？
And do we still have tongues in this society?
啊？
In this time?
有人说有，有人说没有。你看，
somebody
为什么呢？
Said yes, somebody said no.
这个有的可能是相信还有方言，或许他自己讲过方言。说没有的，他相信传道人讲的，现在方言已经没有了，是不是？
Those who say yes, he may experience about tongues or hearing about tongues, but those who say no because he just heard about it.
当我们所知道的是我们所经历的。
Well, if what we know is what we experience.
就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And it's like a tree planted by the water.
因为我们所知道的是我们所经历的是经历神的话。
And because what we know is what we have actually have experienced in God.
耶稣在这个地方，他那么清楚地活出一个见证。
And Jesus in that place is very clearly living out a testimony.
他到圣殿里面去。
He went to the synagogue.
这边说是去教训众人。
And the Bible said he teaches people.
真的意义就是去分享神的话。
And the real essence is to share the word of God.
把父神的心意能够告诉这群神的百姓。
To tell the people of God about God's will.
我相信那个时候耶稣到圣殿里面去的时候，
I believe that when Jesus went to the synagogue,
这个祭司长、文士、法利赛人不会给耶稣准备一个 讲台。
And I don't believe a podium was ready for Jesus by the scribes and the priest.
还好金海不是文士，不是祭司长、文士、法利赛人，不然他也不给我预备讲台啊。
You know, otherwise Brother King would not have given me this podium.
其实我这句话讲的是蛮含蓄的。
And I actually I'm a little subtle in this the way I speak.
因为我真的遇到一些人不给我预备讲台的。
I actually come across some people who did not prepare a podium for me.
但是耶稣没有因为别人有没有给他讲台，他而终止把父神的心意跟他的百姓来传讲。
But Jesus did not consider that as important, but his emphasis is to give God's word to his people.
似乎有一群人一直在学习的里面。
Because there is always a group of people who are always in the process of learning.
他以为他懂了神的话了。
They think they know everything.
他以为他懂了律法了。
They think they know the law.
结果耶稣怎么说呢？
And you see what Jesus said?
耶稣说，他们吩咐你们的，你们要照着去遵守。
And whatever they tell you, you just do according to what they told you.
只是他们所行的，你们不要效法。
But whatever they do, do not imitate them.
我就想到我们在山区里面啊，有个校长。
And then I remember a principal in the mountain areas I come from.
他是个吸毒的。
And he was a drug addict before.
他很有学问。
He's very educated.
所以呢，这个我们这个村庄是个部队啊。
And then there was this militia group in the mountain area.
这些部队的领导怕派给他任务，这个毒瘾发的时候就误事。
And then when the leader gave this person the duty, but when his drug habit comes back, then he mess up things.
所以根本不给他到前线去打仗。
And that's why he did not send him to fight war.
给他在村庄的里面。
He only assigned him to the village.
让他做一个学校的校长。
And let him be a principal of a school.
为什么呢？这个因为他有学问嘛，至少把你的学问去交给这学生嘛，哈，孩子嘛。
Because he was educated, that's why he used his strength to teach the children.
我刚刚到那个地方去的时候，那么我姐妹也在学校里面帮忙教书，所以我常常会去学校的。
And when I first came to that mountain area, my wife was teaching also. That's why I have come to the school also.
有一天周会的时候。
And there was a meeting in a day.
哇，他讲了一句这个经典名言啊。
And he really uttered a classic phrase.
他站在这个周会的这个一个土的一个台子上面啊。
And he he stepped on a platform. And he spoke to the students.
他说我校长教你们的，你们都要听。
I am the principal. Whatever I teach you, you listen.
我不会害你们。
I'm not going to harm you.
但是我做的你们不要学。
But whatever I do, whatever I do, don't learn.
但是我们的主是怎么样呢？
But what about our Lord?
他说我告诉你们的，你们都要遵守，就像我遵守一样。
Whatever I tell you, you obey is like what I obey.
弟兄姊妹,
my brother and sister,
我们要追求主的话,
when we want to seek God,
我们要认识神,
we have to know God.
我们现在也很习惯了像当时神的百姓以色列人一样有一套这个学习的方法。
And we have to have a way to learn like the people in those times.
但是耶稣说,
but Jesus said,
若有人立志遵着我的旨意行,
but if somebody chooses to do my will,
他才会知道什么话是出于神的，什么话只是人凭着自己说的。
Only then he would know whether my words come from God or my word comes out of my own.
哇，那接下来的问题就大了。
And then a question will ensue.
哪一个神的旨意是我们要做呢？ The, 是吗？
Which God's will should we follow?
是不是这样？
The Bible from beginning to the end.
Wow, 现在我们信耶稣的痛苦就在这个地方。
And this is the kind of pain when you want to follow Christ.
刚刚信了主以后,
and when you first accepted Christ,
参加造就班也好,
and then when you go to Faith Seekers Class,
有人来帮助我们也好,
when some people come to minister us,
都来跟我们讲说, 这是圣经的话,
and, this is, and they always said, this is the word of God.
你要照着做,
you have to do according to the Bible.
是不是这样?
Is that a way to do it?
痛不痛苦啊?
Is it painful sometimes?
很痛苦啊?
Ah, very painful.
做来做去怎么样呢?
And whenever you try to do it,
谁来找他, 他就知道下面讲什么, 所以大家王不见王, 他来了,
so sometimes we want to
久了会这样的呢?
Sometimes you want to avoid people when they ask to visit you.
这就是说第二个重点要跟大家讲的,
and this is the second point I want to make across.
不用人来教训你,
we don't need people to teach you.
不要人来, 只是你要做什么神的旨意,
you don't need people to instruct you how to do God's
我再说一次,
will. I will say this once again.
当年的犹太人当中有一些人叫文士法利赛人，他们喜欢坐在摩西的座位上。
Those scribes and the teachers of the law, they love to sit in the seat of Moses.
要人遵行律法。
And they ask people to obey the law.
今天也有很多人站在神的位置上， 要我们来遵守神的旨意。
A lot of people today stand in the place of God to tell us how to do according to God's will.
所以下面的话你们要很留意听啊。
Therefore, you pay attention to what I'm going to say next.
因为我姐姐在下面，我这个弟弟啊，从小就叛逆、悖逆，讲这些好像反叛传统的话，其实不是。你们好好听，不是。 我现在悔改了。
Yeah, I have now repented, but I used to be very rebellious.
这或许是我生命里面一个经历，我跟大家分享。
And this is my actual life experience I would love to share with you.
其实我的意思不是说不要人家来教我们。
I don't actually mean that we don't need anyone to teach us.
我们要很谦虚的，别人讲到圣经里面是对的，我们都要好好听，而且也愿意去行。
We have to have the humble heart to learn whenever somebody speaks right from the Bible.
但是另外还有一部分是什么呢？
But there is always the other side.
另外还有一部分是神他自己会在我们生命里面感动我们。
The other side is God would touch us personally.
因为每一个人都从这位圣者 受了领受了那恩膏。
Because each and every one of you will receive the anointing from the Holy One.
就是每一个信耶稣人信耶稣以后怎么样呢，都从神领受了圣灵。
Every believer will have received the Spirit from God.
这个恩膏它会在我们生命的里面来引导感动我们。
And this anointing will lead us and will touch our life.
现在我们能做什么，圣灵知道。
Whatever we can do now, the Spirit knows.
我们现在生命的光景，可能你们的传道人不知道，但是神他知道。
Our pastor may not know our state of life, but God knows.
我想举个例子吧。
Let me give you an example.
就在道理上我们可以这样讲。
And by reason we can say this.
每个人都要尽忠报国。
Everyone has to be patriotic.
对，我每一个人都要为国家社会奉献。
We have to contribute to the society and the country.
对不对？
Is that right?
缩小一点好了，我每一个家里的成员都要为家庭付代价。
And to be more specific, every family member should contribute to the family.
这话对是对的。
And this is absolutely right.
但是有没有一个父母要十岁的孩子就出去，这个帮工打工赚钱来分担他家庭这个开支的这些负担呢？
Will parents send a young kid to go out and work to share the expenses of the family?
会吗
？Would they?
只有十岁会吗
？He's only 10 years old. Would they?
假如你头脑不清楚的话，国家会罚你呢，虐待儿童。
This is child labor, abuse of children, sir.
但是假如他已经二十岁了
，But if the child is 20 years old,
或许他已经学业已经告一个段落了
，Perhaps he has finished.
我们可以告诉他，你要尽你那份本分。假如在家里面的话
，We can tell him or her that he or she has to share the responsibility of the family.
但是他假如只有三岁、五岁、八岁、十岁的话，我们可能顶多给他做家里面的扫扫地啊，或干什么这样的事情，不是吗
？But for little children, we can only ask them to do some house chores.
但是我们今天有的时候居然会告诉神的儿女都应该这样。
But sometimes we do tell the believers that your family should be like this.
圣灵会在相信他的心人的心里面，按照他现在生命的光景来感动他能做什么。
The Spirit will touch us based on our current state of being.
是不是这样
？Is that right?
而且很稀奇的时候。当我们领受这位圣灵的时候，就是得着神的生命。
When it is very amazing that when we have received the Spirit, we have the life of God.
我们的生命慢慢慢慢会长大的。
Our life will grow.
我们的生命慢慢慢慢会羡慕神的旨意的。
Our life will desire the will of God.
假如一个人呢
？If one man.
他说他信耶稣了。
And he said he's a believer.
五十年了。
For 50 years.
他从前还是这样。
And he was like this 50 years ago.
现在还是这样。
He was the same 50 years later.
从前喜欢的。
Whatever he liked before.
还是世界上这套东西。
Whatever is in the world.
今天是五十年以后。
50 years later.
你问他你喜欢什么。
And you ask him what do you like.
他喜欢的还是五十年前喜欢的。
What he likes is what he liked 50 years ago.
我可以跟你担保的说，他只有入了基督教，没有真正的悔改得着耶稣。
I can guarantee that he only entered into Christianity, but he has never really gotten Jesus.
一个真正得着耶稣的人
，one who has got hold of Jesus.
他得着的不是一套基督教的教条教规。
What he has obtained are not doctrines of Christianity.
他得着的是神所赐给他永远的生命，属神的生命。
What he got is an eternal life.And a spiritual life from God.
这个生命是会成长的。
And this life will grow.
会改变的。
This life will change.
会从里到外改变的。
It will change from within to without.
我刚才讲的那个校长。
And the principal I mentioned before.
后来他信主了。
And later on, he accepted Christ.
很稀奇，人慢慢就开始胖起来了。
Very, very amazing. He got a little fat.
我们就知道他这个已经断这个戒掉毒品了。
We can see that he has finally gotten rid of his drugs.
但是你知道，在他生命里面还有很多奇奇怪怪的想法。
But in his life, he still has some very weird thinkings.
他要报名受洗了。
And he wanted to be baptized.
他说：“老师，我真的信耶稣了，我知道耶稣在我里面改变我。”
And he said, "Teacher, I accepted Christ. I know Christ has changed me."
我说：“很好啊。”
I said, "Very good."
他不过我有个条件。
But I have one condition.
除非你让我第一个下浸礼池，不然的话我不受洗。
But the principal said, "I have to be the first one to go into the baptism tub. Otherwise, I won't get baptized."
我说：“为什么呢？”
I said, "Why?"
他说：“你看那些少数民族一年才洗三回澡，他先下去受洗的话，不脏吗？”
He said, all these people ready to be baptized, they are minority people, they only take showers about 3 times a year. If they go first, it will dirty the water.
我那时候不是跟他讲一大堆道理，因为他现在的生命就是这样，我就答应他，因为没有第二个人也要争取第一个下水，所以不是我的困扰。
I did not give him a lecture.Because there was no other people asking to be the first one, though I just want to accommodate him based on what his state of being at the point.
这个时候需要跟他讲一大堆道理吗？你应该要爱主，让那些人心下去，就是脏，也是对你一个生命的学习，没有必要嘛。
I don't want him to give him a lecture that this is the how do you serve the Lord is to let others go to the top first.
就是因为他是这样的人。
Because he is what he is.
所以别人就说他，你要什么信耶稣？我看你啊，不是真的，假的。
Actually, some people said, "I don't believe you actually believe in Christ. You're counterfeit."
你知道他会拍着胸脯
And then he would slap his chest.
他说别人只是在外面信，我真正信到里面去，有一天会在外面表现出来的。
Some people only believe peripherally, but I actually believe in my heart, and one of these days it will show on the outside.
他过世的时候，全村的人送葬。
When he passed away, everyone in the town came.
对，参加他的葬礼。
Attended the funeral.
他们的领导抱着我哭
and the leaders actually hugged me and he cried.
说他走了，我们学校怎么办？
And the leader said, the brother left. What are we going to do with the school?
一个从前是被人家弃绝的人，
one who has been rejected by people.
但是因为他信主，慢慢就成为一个对人对社会有用的人。
And once he accepted Christ, he became a useful vessel to the society.
一天就做成了吗？
It doesn't happen in one day.
他是继续不断的，按照神给他的感动，他在那里活。
He continually based on the touching of the Spirit to live.
我看见一个人像我一样，我也看到很多这样神的儿女。
I see a lot of people like him.
我们的改变是什么？你知道吗？
What are our changes?
是我们心思意念的改变。
It's what's changed in our mind and our thoughts.
不是我们的理性改变。
It's not a change in our way to reason.
我们的理性，我们聪明的人永远聪明。
If we are intellectual, then we are intellectual.
我们信耶稣人不要太骄傲，不信耶稣人比我们聪明的太多。我告诉你。
Now, don't be too prideful, because a lot of people who don't believe in Christ are much wiser than us.
但是很稀奇，我们信了主耶稣，我们的心思意念会改变。
But it is amazing that once we accepted Christ, our thoughts and our mind will change.
所以，什么叫做不要别人来教训你呢？
So what does it mean by you don't need anybody to teach you?
告诉你应该做这个，应该做这个，这是神的旨意，是不是啊？
Are those people who come to you and say you should do this, you should do that in accordance with God's will?
我的意思是说，圣灵真的会感动你的。
What I'm trying to say is the Spirit.
怎么感动你？
Touch you. How?
怎么感动你呢？
How?
我把我的见证跟大家讲一下。
I would like to give you a bit of my testimony.
我信主以后，
After I accepted Christ,
一件事情临到我了。
One thing came to me.
我信主以后第一个最大的难处就是看到讨厌的人要不要揍他。
One of the things that really bother me is when I see someone that I don't like, do I curse him?
我从前没有真正信主以前，一个人我看不顺，我上去就揍他。
Before I accepted Christ, I would confront that person that I don't like.
真的，我讲一下给你听，你们听听看，我是这样一个人呢。
I'm telling you, I was such a person.
跟我同样住条巷子里面的一个孩子。
Is a kid who lived in the same village.
我真的看不顺眼他。
And I really can't stand him.
揍完他以后，还是要见他嘛？你一天到打他也没有味道嘛？
Even if you curse him or hit him every day, you still have to see him.
我有一天突然不知道为什么，这个人会这么坏。我有一天看到他，我说：“你回家跟你爸爸讲，一个月之内给我搬家，不搬家你倒霉。”
And you can see how bad I am. One day I confronted him and I told him, "You go home and tell your father to move out of there within a month."
他爸爸真的到我家来跟我爸爸讲，我们搬去哪里？我们公务员也没有钱搬去哪里，真来跟我爸爸讲这个事啊。
His father actually came to negotiate with my father and explained that they had nowhere to go.
你知道吗？当我信主以后
，Do you know after I accepted Christ?
第一个意念出来，看不顺，揍他。
And the first thing I do is to confront people that I don't like.
但是第二个事情慢慢来，你已经信主了，去神不喜欢你去打他，你应该爱他。
But there is a separate feeling that I have now accepted Christ, and you should love people.
就在那边挣扎。
And then he's really struggling inside.
哎，你看这叫什么？这叫做我们领受了恩膏，恩膏在我们里面会这个改变我们嘛。
And this is what that you have received the anointing. The anointing is teaching you inside.
哎，你猜我会不会揍人家
？And then you stop cursing people.
啊
，Will you still continue?
会，就是生命有经历的人。说不会，只是在基督教道理里面的人。
If you actually did, that means that you still have that life inside of you. If you say you don't, it's only by reason.
因为我第一个音乐出来要揍他嘛，后面有个力量说你怎么样的，我还是会揍他，但是次数减少了。
Yes. Because my first instinct is to hit the guy, but then there is a spirit inside of me to ask me not to do it. Then the chances of me hitting him will reduce.
而且揍了人以后回来会悔改。会觉得心里面不平安。
Because you don't feel peaceful and you will come back, you have to repent after you curse people.
哎呀，慢慢在主面前，生命一年成长，各方面怎么样呢？看来一个不顺眼的人。
And then slowly but surely your life grow.
现在第一个意念出来，不能揍他，要爱他。
My first instinct now is that you cannot curse him.
第二个思想是这么讨厌，揍他。
My second instinct is still, I still want him.
这个次序不一样了。
And then the order has reversed.
所以会揍人家的次数就更少了，除非他讨厌到欠揍。
And then the chance that you continue to do it will be less and less.
但是慢慢慢慢的，慢慢慢慢的，连想要打他的心都没有了。
But slowly but surely, I have no desire to hit him anymore.
慢慢慢慢的，当别人在打球的时候，我们不小心打球撞到年轻人，拐我一罐子的时候，主啊原谅他，里面那个意念要揍他的意念都没有。
But when I play basketball, when somebody elbow me, inside of me tell him just forgive him.
所以你要怎么做
？But then what should you do?
我这个话讲的不是真理啊，是我的一个体会，我只跟大家分享。
Whatever I told you is my life experience, and not necessarily the truth.
真的，我很多的时候说，主啊，我第一个出来的思想意念，求主你让我能够做。
Many times I pray to the Lord that my first instinct may the Lord give me strength to do it.
当我跟大家分享的时候，就有一个牧者说：“季雄啊，你这个教导哈，我说我不是教导，我是分享。
”One pastor actually told me, "Hey." A brother, you're teaching, and I stopped him and said, "It's not teaching; it's sharing."
Because he said, "You 这样去跟人家讲，我从前跟人家教导都要等候神的旨意啊，清楚以后再做啊。
The pastor said, "I have previously told the congregation that you have to wait, wait for the Lord's will."
他你这样去做，不会是走在神的前面吗
？That whatever you do, brother, are you running in front of God's will?
后来我就跟他讲，我说我们两个风险是一样大。
I explained to him, we both had a risk.
我会跑到神的前头。
Perhaps I may run in front of God's will.
你的教导会在那边等了半天，上帝走了，他还没有走。
But your teaching is so way behind that when God left, you're still there.
但是我相信我的心真的向着我的神。
But I believe my heart looks upon God.
哪怕我走到神的前头了，神要修剪我，神要让我再来回转。
Even if I'm in front of God and God has to correct me and I will repent.
今天我们不能为神做什么。
Today we can't really do anything for God.
有很多神的旨意是我们现在已经可以行的。
If God's will is the things that we can do now.
真的第一个意念出来的时候。
When the first instinct comes.
哎，你有没有这样的经验呢？
Do you have this experience?
好像是无理无聊，怎么突然会想到一个人呢？
You perhaps you are surprised. Why do I think of that person?
不是很有意的呢。
And it's not intentional.
也不是听到什么呢
？And it's not something I heard.
突然这个人跑出来了。
All of a sudden, this person came to mind.
我劝你这个时候赶快打个电话给他。
I encourage you, you make a phone call to this person.
说不定他这个时候正需要一个人安慰他，要接通电话。
Perhaps this person is in need of somebody to call him at that very time.
我们有好多这样的经历。
I have a lot of those experiences.
突然想到，哎呀。所以呢，哎，好像我看到一个什么东西，她的丈夫是这一天过世的。
All of a sudden, I think of some person who may have a family member pass away.
哎，不是故意啊，一套做法哈、哦，叫电脑提醒你啊什么的。当然也好了，这个也是很好的爱心的行动了、啊。
Yeah, it's more. It sometimes it's a thought, maybe something you put in the computer that reminds you.
但是真的在这样一个情况里面，圣灵会提醒我们说：你打个电话，她正在那边哭泣，怀念她过世的丈夫。一通电话去，就让她的心得着安慰，知道神没有丢弃她。
The spirit may be reminding you to make that phone call, and when that person whose husband passed away really in need of someone to console her.
其实圣经里面最大的使徒哈、啊，在我心目中最大的使徒，人都会比大小嘛。我觉得在我心目中最大的使徒是保罗、啊。
In my own heart, the greatest apostle in the Bible is Paul.
这件事情是神所喜悦的。
And this is what God is pleased.
他就去了，有没有？
And Paul, go ahead and do it.
我常常说保罗，你为什么不等候神的旨意清楚了再去呢
？I always ask Paul, why didn't you wait a little longer to make sure that God's will?
他去了以后，去对了没有
？And sometimes he go and did he do everything?
有的时候对了，感谢主，因为他想的，神想的。也是他想的。
A lot of things he did the right thing because what he's thinking is what God's will is.
但是在使徒行传第十二章，他十五章，他想的不是神的心意。
But in Acts of Apostles chapter 15, what he was thinking was not God's will.
他去了。
He went.
耶稣的灵不许。
But the spirit prohibited him.
他就不再去了。
And then he didn't go.
我们刚刚到泰国去也是这样啊。
When we first came to Thailand, it's the same.
你知道要去传福音是不是神的旨意啊？
When we go to preach the gospel, is that God's will?
是不是这样？是啊。
是 ，it's right, right?
去哪里你知道吗？
Do you know where to go?
那就不这就不去。
But if you don't know, you don't go.
就不传。
You don't preach?
我不是，我说主啊，你既然要我传福音，泰国的门也开了，我就去。
I told myself, God, it is your will to go to send me to Thailand. I'll go.
我这个人是一不做二不休的。
And then I'm someone who is very persistent in doing.
我想到要去，我就要去到一个地方。
And if I decided to go, I'll go.
那个地方叫美斯勒，对你们没有意义哈。就那边有个地方，有个学校，有一千多个学生。
And this place means nothing to you, but there is a school has over 1,000 students.
我跟我太太两个都很爱孩子，而且呢，怎么样呢？这个也一直在学生当中服侍的。
And both me and my wife love children, and we always serve in schools.
所以就我就选了一个这样一个地方，我去传福音。
And then I chose this place, and then I go and preach the gospel.
我还没有到那个地方。
Before I arrived that place,
我的信封、信纸通通都印好了。
And I printed all the envelopes with addresses.
地址就是那个地方的地址。
The address is the location of that place.
甚至还把那个学校的背景作为我这个信纸的那个背景。
And actually, I used the background of the school as the background of the envelope.
意思就是下定决心去那边传福音。
And what I'm trying to say is, I have already made up my mind to go.
但是到了那个地方。
But when I arrived that place,
神居然没有开路那个地方给我们传福音。
And actually, God didn't open the way for us to spread the gospel there.
按照我的个性，做到底。
According to my personality, I will go ahead anyway.
但是感谢主，经过几十年的训练，圣灵有禁止不开路，我就顺服。
Give thanks to the Lord. With years, you know, of serving the Lord, the Spirit prohibited me, and then I stopped.
不是一次。
Not once.
还有一次到一个也是一个毒品集团叫昆山，你们听过昆山哈？那个地方的人居然允许我们。到他们的学校去做副校长，还给我们一块地，要帮我们盖礼拜堂，让我们去传道。
There is one other place. That place is infested with drug people. They actually offer me a piece of land to build a church.
神的灵不许。
But the spirit prohibited me.
我们也就没有去。
And I didn't go.
但是里面那个要想不想还没听过福音传福音的心还在我们里面。
But the fire to spread the gospel is still there.
Finally.
Finally.
神就把我们借着一个人说，这边还有一些人没有听过福音，他们现在希望有人到他那边去。我们到了那边去以后，就是佤族在他们中间二十年。
And then through the word of one person who told me there is this place who is in need and people have not heard of the gospel, and I went for 20 years.
弟兄姊妹，我今天要问的是，我们没有办法去遵行神的旨意，是因为神没有告诉我们什么是神的旨意呢？还是我们接受了一套说法，拦阻了我们起而行？
What I'm trying to tell you today is, we could not do God's will because we don't know what it is, and we only hear about teachings and doctrine that actually stop us from doing God's will.
我看圣经。
When I read the Bible,
你知道吗？有些人经过上帝磨练四十年，才清楚知道哦，这是神的旨意的。
A lot of people spend decades of time to actually find out what God's will is.
我们一开始信主就教导那些信主的，你要明白神的旨意才去做，你害死他的，我告诉你。
A lot of times we told the young believers that you have to do according to God's will. We made harm them.
只要这件事情真的是神的旨意，你里面有心要做，你就去做，不要怕。
As long as you have the desire in heart that you know that is God's will, then you should go ahead and do it.
因为这件事你不会错。
Because this is going to be right.
传福音是神的旨意。
To spread the gospel is God's will.
是吗？但是有的时候神会把特定的福音对象量给我们。
But sometimes God will apportion the recipients of this gospel to us.
但是很多的时候，我们以我不清楚神的旨意做一个挡箭牌。
But a lot of time we use that I'm not too sure about God's will as an excuse.
有很多人，别人对我们的教导，要我们做这个神的旨意，做那个神的旨意，有的时候是误导我们。
A lot of time people might even mislead us that this is God's will, that is God's will.
我不管今天下次请不请我。
But I don't know whether brother King will ask me to come back.
假如有人跟你讲这是神的旨意，你要做。
If some people tell you this is God's will, you have to do it.
你第一个意念出来根本一点都没有这个心要做。
But if your first instinct, you have absolutely no desire to do it.
是不是啊？不要太勉强。
Do not be under compulsion.
但是
But when you go back and you prayed about it, and then you are not peaceful, then don't be so insistent of not doing it. That's my bottom line.
你的生命没有到那个地步, 你去做的时候会给你有很大的挫折跟伤害。
If your life, if your spiritual life is not at a certain level, if you go ahead and do certain things, it may cause you harm.
我们的神真是爱我们的。
Our God loves us.
他不会把难担的担子像法利赛人一样担在我们的肩头上。
He will not give us something too burdensome on our shoulder.
但是我们的神也要排除我们的懒惰，常常要提醒我们，我们现在能做的，为什么还没有做？
But our God will also try to get rid of our laziness and always remind us, whatever we can do, why don't you do it?
虽然说是不需要人教训你们。
Even though I said you don't need people to teach you.
但是里面还有一个更深生命的功课，是我们能够顺服那恩膏在我们里面的感动跟引导吗？
But there is this lesson that you have to understand that the Spirit will give you the anointing inside.
我希望没有人因为今天我的这样的一个分享，成为挡住以后教会里面有人叫你做什么事情的挡箭牌。
I certainly do not hope that you will turn down the opportunity to serve the church because of my sharing today.
但是我也不希望有些人糊涂到那个地步，恩膏没有感动你，神没有要你做的事情，你勉强的挑担下来以后，对别人亏损，对你自己也灵性没有益处。
I also would like you not to be foolish enough just to accept any responsibility if there is no such urging from the Spirit inside of you. The word of life is a true way. You will do whatever you can when you live in that level. What is faith? Faith is not ambition. Faith is to allow us to break through something that we could have done, but we are not doing it.
信心乃是相信神的旨意要我行的是对我有益处，不是要害我。
Faith is that you that God asks you to do something is for your own good, is not for your to harm you.
哪怕世界上主流的价值观都觉得这样做你是吃亏的，但是神说这样做你是蒙福的，你要相信什么？这才是真正对神的信心。
To be faithful to God is to ignore what the mainstream tells you that is not the right thing to do, but according to the Spirit. And there is a line here.
这条线呢，有一边叫做学过了。
On the one hand is that you have studied.
还有一边叫做是没学过，但是能明白。
On the other hand, is that you have not studied, but you can understand.
这一边的范围，学过了能明白，就像旧约圣经里面许多的文士啊，这些人他们所明白的。And
on this side, that you have studied, are like those scribes and the teachers of the law in the Old Testament times.
那么这一条线的另外一边呢，人家看他还是没有学过，但是奇怪，他能够真正明白神的话。
On the other side of the line is those who have not learned, but amazingly, he can understand God's will.
那一条线的分野在哪里呢？
So what is the separation line here?
我们信了主以后，愿不愿意立志照着神的旨意去做？
Once we accepted Christ, do we choose to do God's will?
好像今天我跟大家分享了，另外还有一条线。
It appears there is another line here for my today's share.
一条是人教导你要这样做，要那样做，对不对？
That line is when people tells you what to do, what to do.
感谢主，他要你这样做那样做，教导你的，刚好也是神要教导你的。哎，你在里面也蒙福。
Praise the Lord! If what that person tells you to do is what God wants you to do, you will be blessed.
但是很多时候很不幸的，人家教导我们的，我们生命还没到那个地步，要我们一定做，对。
But sometimes our life is not at that spiritual level.
结果信耶稣服侍神变成一种蛮痛苦的事。Therefore,
it became painful to serve the Lord if you are not willing.
有很多人信了主以后说，好像信主以后比不信主以前还要来得不自由啊。And
somebody believed that I'm even under more bondage after I accepted Christ.
但是另外这条线的另外一边。But
on the other side of the line,
恩膏会教训你，会感动你。The
anointing would teach you and would touch you.
神爱我们会照着我们现在生命里面能够行的。 感动我们去信。
God loves us based on the level of our spiritual life to tell us what to do.
但是我们人常常很懒惰。
But we people are very lazy.
我能做的，别人能做，干嘛我做，他去做就好。
You know, he can do what I can do. Ask him why me.
神知道我能做的，对不对？我们常常说，神啊，既然你能做，你就一起都做了，把我做的这部分你也做了就好了。
Sometimes when God asks me to do something, I said, God, you can do it yourself. Just so do it.
其实我们不肯做，是我们失去生命里面成长的机会。
But for when we refuse to do God's will, it is to is not have the opportunity to grow in God.
所以这条线摆在这个地方。
And now here is this line.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
你学过吗？
Have you studied?
你真明白吗？
Have you actually understand?
你没有学过。
If you have not studied,
你有心智遵行神的旨意吗？
But did you choose to follow God's will?
你遵行神的旨意，你就能够明白。
If you do that, you will understand.
你有没有常常去指挥教训别人要这个那个吗？
Do you often go and tell people what to do?
你这样教训别人，你好过吗？
Do you feel good when you do that?
很爽吗？很爽吗？这个话怎么翻英文？是不是？
Now he said very cool.
真的求主怜悯，我发现耶稣到世界上来真的没有是去指使人家这样那样。
May God have mercy on us. Jesus didn't do things this way by telling us what to do, what to do.
我们的主按照人现在的需要能够成全他。
Jesus, according to the measure of our life, would tell us what to do.
但是我们的主到了时候，也按照父神的心意来吩咐我们。
But at the appropriate time, in accordance with God's will, Jesus will tell us what to do.
真的求主怜悯我。
May God have mercy on us.
有一天有人到我们中间。
One day when people come amongst us,
你一眼就看出他没有学过。
You can see that he's, you know, he has not studied.
没有关系，你不要给他讲台。
You don't have to give him a lot of lecture.
至少大家很谦卑的在下面有点交通。
But by humility, we can share with
him. 是吗？
Is that right?
说不定你会觉得惊奇。
Perhaps one of these days you will be amazed.
但假如说我们学过的。
But for those of us who think we have studied,
我们常常去指使告诉别人神是这样这样这样，你要做那样做，这样这样这样做。
We always go to people and give instruction that this is what God wants you to do, that is what God wants.
别人真是听了你的话去做了，那个人得益处，你一点好处都没有。
When that person actually carry out and benefited, but you have no benefit for yourself.
你有的只是我讲，你们可以听，我自己觉得很高兴是这样而已。
What you have is your own pleasure that you have asked people to do certain things.
让我们在天城的弟兄姊妹。
But for the people in this church,
我们要学。
We have to learn.
跟主学。
We have to learn from God.
我们就算没有人的这一套，我们学过，我们也是跟主学。
We have to learn from God, even though we still have people teaching us.
所以到最后，我们学过跟不学过，我们都是跟主学的。
At the end, whether you have studied or whether you have not studied,
真的我们
you will learn from the Lord.
所以真的我们在一起分享的时候
，when we share,
真的我们的心好像都是被主吸引，都是在主的里面，我们大家更同心的，能够让这个地方的人因此而能够有真正的福音的听见。
When we share, we are attracted by the Lord Himself.That's why the gospel is being spread from this place.
我们一起低头祷告。
Please bow our head in prayer.
主，人的话都会有结束的一天。
Man's words will end one day.
但是圣灵，你感动在我们里面的，却是要让我们一生来学习的。
But Lord, the Spirit will touch us that we'll learn the days of our life.
主，孩子在这里是分享。
Lord, your child is to share with them today.
而且我分享的也是我自己的心智。
And what I've shared is that what my heart tells me.
我真的愿意，我一生是遵行你旨意的人。
I am willing to do your will the days of my life.
圣灵，你在孩子生命里面的感动，让孩子真是愿意凭着信心能够遵行往前走。
May the Spirit continue to touch me that I can live out by faith to go forward.
主啊，你也把孩子这样的心智赏给我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
The Spirit allow me to share so that I can give the sharing to my brother and sister here.
真是当让有一天认识我们的，我们跟他们分享你的时候，让他们觉得惊奇。
When one day these brothers and sisters share with me, that we'll be amazed.
真的让我们的生活慢慢越来越像主的时候，真的在这个世界上能够有光、有爱、有你自己的圣洁。
Let our life imitate the life of Christ, that our light become light, will come salt of the earth.
赐福你的百姓。
Bless your people.
拯救我们，不要像当年的文士、法利赛人。
Save us from not being like the scribes and the teachers of the law of old times.
听你仆人这样祷告。
Listen to the prayer from your servant.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.We thank you, Brother Wang, for sharing. 我们感谢王弟兄跟我们的分享。我们现在利用这个时间，欢迎第一次来了我们中间的弟兄姐妹朋友，欢迎你来到，请你站起来介绍你贵姓，住在哪里。We would like to use this opportunity to welcome first-time visitors to our church. We welcome you. We ask you to stand up.